I'm Jonathan. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Jonathan.
I'm really glad to be here. I'm glad you guys are here. I love this topic. So my sobriety date is September 3rd, 1998. And we'll rewind. How I got to where I am now. I was raised Jewish, but the kind of Jewish where there's like, you eat all the dinners and you kind of do the, you light the candles and you do like the rituals, but there's not really a whole lot of like spiritual connection or anything. At least in my house, there wasn't. Like, you know, you kind of went through the motions, but there was never really like a connection, like a spirituality or anything to it growing up, which was fine. I mean, that's, you know, I didn't know any different. So it was just kind of how I grew up. Fast forward to when I got sober. I got sober in rehab and never really knew anything about the program of AA or steps or anything like that. And they started talking about all this God stuff. And I was like, I didn't really like, you know, I'm an intellectual. And I was like, well, that's, you know, that stuff's all pretty cheesy. And I don't really think I'm going to do that. But, you know, like Kelly and Jerry Sue, they tell you, well, if you don't do, you know, if you don't do this, you're gonna go out and you're gonna die. And I was at the point in my life where I was willing to, like, I was willing to try something else, because where I was at was not going well. So I was, you know, I was beaten down enough to at least try it. Yeah, so I got down on my, the counselor in the group session was like, okay, tonight before you go to bed, get on your knees and just ask God for help. It's like, okay. So I did that and felt like an idiot and didn't, like, there was no, like, oh, you know, I was just like, okay, whatever, I did it. And I can report back and say that I did it and not lie about it. You know, and they talk about, you know, choose your own concept of God, and like it's up to you, and it's like, okay, fine, like I'll make something stupid up. So my first higher power in Alcoholics Anonymous was the Force, like the Star Trek Force thing. What did I say?
You said Star Trek.
Fuck me. Star Wars. Force. God, that's... Wow, I am losing my mind. So anyways, you know, that, I guess, was as close as I could come. And they're like, yeah, sure, that's great. Yeah, go with that. Like, okay. So, you know, I went to meetings. I, you know, stayed sober, worked steps, faked it, you know, like Kelly was saying, just faked it. I made it. I mean, I'm 20 years sober, doing fine. And I did the work in here. Like I took the actions in the book. You know, there's a lot of God stuff in the book, but like the practical, pragmatic, boots on the ground actions that are in the steps, I feel, do not require any sort of gods. You know, step one, admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Easy. No brainer, right there. I'm fucked. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Is there a different way that I can live my life? Like, can I change my behaviors to achieve a different result? I believe that I can. You know? 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood it. I made a decision to get uncomfortable. And I made a decision to try something else, to take different actions. You know, I'm all about comfort seeking. And I think you can relate. I don't like to be uncomfortable. And the easiest way for me to not be uncomfortable is to drink. But I made a decision that I was going to be uncomfortable. And it was going to suck. And I knew it was going to suck because next came step 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Okay, I did it. You know, the first one I did, the sponsor is like, okay, well now when you sit down to write your 4th step, you know, say a prayer and ask God to direct your thing. I already know everything. Like, I can answer all the questions in the 4th step. Like, I know who I'm resentful at. I know what about me I'm resentful at. You know, I write it down and the patterns emerge and they build. I get it all in front of me. You know, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. I mean, I think for me, it's more important for me to admit to myself the exact nature of my wrongs than anybody else, because I'm the one that can do something about it. I can act differently. Like, I can see all these patterns of behavior and all the ways that I react to situations that are fucked up. I've got that in front of me in little bite-sized chunks. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Well, what am I supposed to do? Just sit there and wait? Book doesn't really say a whole lot about step 6. You know? How about I recognize these character defects and I do my best to act differently? And at first, when I start doing something new, I always suck at it. Every time. Like, I've never, like, been innately good at something to practice. So I go out my front door, and I try to be a little less of an asshole than I was yesterday. And sometimes I succeed, and sometimes I fail. But I keep trying, you know? We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Well, again, I'm not sitting around waiting for it. So I'm entirely ready to do my best to not act out in these character defects and to try to put something into life instead of always taking it out. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make an amends to them all. Check. And then made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except to do so would injure them or others. Check. And continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. You know, that's more of the, you know, kind of more of the 6 and 7 and 4 stuff. Try not to be, you know, try not to be such an asshole. And, you know, I'm able to recognize it, and I, you know, the recognizing it while it's happening takes practice too. So I practice that, and I, you know, I'm able to take a step back and say, whoa. You know, I just totally made that whole fucking thing up that I just said to that person. I need to take a step back and say, you know what? That wasn't true. What I just said was not true. Here's the truth, you know, just for example. You know, and the better, you know, the more I practice doing that and the better I get at it, the less it's necessary. You know, just practice, 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 practice. So step 11 is my favorite. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. So the way that step is worded is pretty gaudy and pretty spiritually. The actual work of step 11 is very, very practical. Where is it? How do I get to it? God damn it, I want chapter 6. There we go. God's still good at damning things. you know, so more boots on the ground action. So this is what the big book calls meditation. When we retire at night, we constructively review our day. Were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do we owe an apology? Have we kept something to ourselves which should be discussed with another person at once? Were we kind and loving towards all? What could we have done better? Were we thinking of ourselves most of the time, or were we thinking about what we could do for the others, for others, what we could pack into the stream of life? It's good stuff. Like, that's practice. That's how, you know, I've still got my list of character defects, and I can look over it, and like, here it is in little bite-sized chunks that I can check off, you know, boxes. Did I do any of these things? You know, if so, do I, you know, I need to go up and make it right. And then on awakening, think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. Well, I mean, okay. Like, I don't know that I necessarily need God to tell myself, okay, here's a new day. I'm going to try to do a little better than I did yesterday. You know? That's kind of what it's about for me. So, and step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and practice these principles in all our affairs. I mean, you can define spiritual awakening however you want. Like, I feel like I live a life that is more in tune with the world around me. Like, I'm vibrating on the same frequency as my surroundings instead of just being wildly out of place and wildly inappropriate and just separate. You know, if that's a spiritual awakening, I don't know. But, you know, that's the message that I try to carry, is that, you know, I did this work and I got this result, and it's a result of the help that you guys gave me and the work that I did and the work of people who've come before me to, you know, create this infrastructure of recovery that we have here. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, I don't call myself an atheist. I don't call myself agnostic. I don't call myself anything. Like, I'm an apathetic. Like, it doesn't really enter into the equation for me. Like, I occupy my little corner of the world, and I believe in an interconnectedness of all living things on the planet. I don't believe that interconnectedness has a will or has any plans for me that are predetermined. I had a sponsor for a very long time that was very, very God-centered, and it's like, anything goes wrong, well, God's got a plan for you. And it's like, okay, what do I do right now? Like, do I just wait and find out what, you know? No. I got to put one foot in the front, or put one foot in front of the other, and do the next right thing. I don't have anything against anybody who does believe in God. If that's working for you, that's awesome. Like, if it makes you a better person, do it. Go with it. Like, I'm not going to try to change anybody's mind. You know, I can't. You know, I've never like gotten into like reading the Richard Dawkins stuff and like you know, being the really, I don't have anything against it, but it's just not my, that's not my speed. Being really kind of militantly against God, like I just don't, just doesn't enter in, doesn't factor in for me. You know, the strongest message that I guess I can carry out to the rest of the world is that, you know, the steps work, and if you do the work and take the suggestions, you'll get the result. You know, trust the process, because it's worked for, you know, there's, I think about how long I went without really admitting to anybody that I didn't really believe in God. Like, it was, been a long time. And I wonder how many other people are out there that are doing the same thing, you know, and just kind of, oh, yeah, I believe in God, God's great. But it doesn't really resonate with them. But they're doing the work, and they're taking the steps, and they're getting the result, and they're not drinking, and they're being, you know, living better lives than they had lived previously. So that's it. I guess that's all I have to share. Thanks for letting me speak.